I'm Maddie Savage with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news. Coming up, a religious school for women in the Pakistani capital Islamabad has renamed its library in honour of the former Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden. A spokesman for the school described bin Laden, who was killed by USKIP in 2011. The school is run by the radical cleric, who is also an imam at the city's Red Mosque. What's been the main motivation behind this decision?
I have recently been to that madrasa, and I have interviewed the cleric who runs this seminary in the same library. This seminary and this cleric is known for their radical views, and they have been in the past, there have been incidents, and they just wanted to enforce their own interpretation of Sharia. And the cleric who is running this seminary and this library is also a prayer leader to the Red Mosque, which is a former hotbed of militants in 2007, because there were some militants hiding inside in the compound, and there was a 9-day-long siege before the army cleared it.
What does this tell us about the ongoing fascination with Osama bin Laden, and perhaps fears that this could pave the way for more idolization of him?
Well, the cleric and his spokesperson, they have been talking to the media about renaming the library, and on one of the local networks, the cleric, he has said that for many, the former Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden can be a terrorist, but for them, he's a hero. But yes, they know, they understand that such a move can have some consequences, and it would not be taken as a positive gesture by so many people around them. But they still want to, you know, express their solidarity or their views with Osama bin Laden.
We will not move until we are victorious. We simply have no alternative.
Pro-Russian activists in eastern Ukraine have said they don't recognise the agreement reached in Geneva on Thursday and will not disarm or disband until the government resigns. Also in the podcast, South Korean police have requested an arrest warrant for the captain of the capsized ferry. Divers searching for the missing passengers have again been frustrated by poor visibility and weather conditions. A group of Nepalese guides, or Sherpas, have been killed in one of the worst avalanches in the world's highest peak, Mount Everest.